Hello, and welcome to Generation GOAT number 39. I am E. Christopher Clark, and with me, as always, is John Martin. Hey,
man. How's it going?
Hey, you know, I heard it starts with an earthquake.
Yep. Birds, snakes, airplane.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah. I know. At least Lenny's not afraid.
You got to get this thing edited tomorrow.
I know.
You know.
So, yeah, apparently the world is going to end. Although I think we've talked about how that's not true before.
Well, we've known about it all year, and I think really it's amazing that we're even bothering to talk about it now. You know,
Yeah. Like,
hey guys, by the way, on Friday, I'm going to need you to go ahead and die.
Right. Well, for all of our conservative friends, the world ended back in November.
That's right. That's right. Which is fine, because they're not so good on math. So,
this is true.
Same deal. But yeah, this would be the liberal apocalypse, apparently.
Yeah, man,
that's crazy Mayans. For some reason, people seem to think that they could predict the world would end 2,000 years in the future, but they couldn't save themselves.
Yeah, no. I killed the Mayans, by the way. I was playing Civ 5 and Mayans.
Yeah. That's what we should do. We should just load up a big epic Civ map and just go kill the Mayans.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
I've just started playing Civ, and I know I'm like two. Well, for this version, I'm like 2 years late, and for the whole phenomenon, I'm probably a decade or more late. But I just started playing it, and I'm on easy.
Uh-huh. Settler. You were.
Yeah.
Settler mode.
Yeah. There we go. It's like a two continent map, and I've got me as the USA, and Japan and Russia on the one continent, and then I forget. I think we had I had Montezuma, and the Dutch, somebody else, maybe the Persians over on the other continent. And it's been interesting. It was especially interesting, never having played it, to get the idea of like seeing Washington there as the leader of my civilization, but the civilization was starting in the not prehistoric era, but way, way back in the ancient era.
What, with like Winston's and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that. So that was weird. And to see that Washington is still my leader, 3,000, 4,000 years later.
I think it's just that he lives as long as like biblical characters.
There you go. Know?
It was either Washington or, Methuselah.
Yeah. So it's been fun. I'm trying to get myself prepared for whenever my first online match might be. I played for a while. I played really intensely for a week or so. I had to take a couple weeks off, and now I'm back to it. And were we not goading right now,
yeah,
I'd probably be squeezing in the end of my war with Russia.
Well, we thank you for taking some time out, but
least I could do.
We should totally play. We could even maybe get some goat fans
in
Civ with us. It might be kind of fun.
That.
Yeah,
I dig that idea.
I'm totally glad you got it.
It was a lot of fun. It was on sale on Steam around Thanksgiving. Nice. And, I'm a cheapskate, so that's what it takes for me to get something awesome. It's pretty much.
They always have a big sale as well in December. It lasts for like 2 weeks or something. There's new stuff every day. Last year, I got a bunch of American Express, like generic gift cards for.
Right.
Yeah, at least one of those went to Steam purchases.
Yeah. It's a neat thing. I had never realized, I guess. I mean, I knew it was there for PCs, and I forget when they brought it out for Macs,
yeah.
But it's cool that it's there, and it's nice. I have to explore it some more, because I find that I'm taking more time for relaxation, and I hope that I can continue that, because life has been a little bit better because I've balanced it a little bit better.
Well, you were teaching like 12 classes and working at a salt mine. So.
Yes, I tend to overbook myself.
But congrats on finishing.
Yeah, I had to grade some. Well, that's the thing is I still have papers to grade. But yesterday I reached a certain point and I just said, you know what? I graded papers for X hours. I am now going to relax for X hours. Like, that's the only way I'm going to stay sane.
It's the way you got to do it, man. I have a hard time doing that myself, but it's totally what you got to do. Yeah, I finished grading last Friday and did my last final and haven't thought about them since.
Yeah.
It's like, nope.
No, it's I am looking forward to that. Thankfully, I didn't have any finals because I've mostly got creative writing classes, but I do have final stories and final papers and whatnot. And those are more fun to look at, you know, because it's creative product. Yeah. But it's still work.
Right.
And in fact, the few papers that I do have to go through for my comp class have actually been pretty interesting. I had one. And I was saying this on Facebook yesterday. I had one that somehow found scholarly research on the Juggalo phenomenon.
Nice.
It's like, and it was interesting.
Do
like,
we need to tell our readers what that is?
No, they need to go look it up.
Oh.
I don't think we should devote anything more of our podcast to, like, I just have nothing interesting to say about that phenomenon.
Yeah, so screw you, readers, yes. Listeners, whoever you are. There might be someone having this output into Braille. I don't know.
Yeah, there might be. Wait.
Well, they might be deaf and blind.
There we go.
And somehow found our podcast.
So I have another confession to make, and it's in the style of your Dark Knight confession from a few episodes ago.
Oh, right.
I'll ask this as a question too. I have not seen The Hobbit yet.
Wow, Geek Force 5 is really dead.
Yeah. have you seen it?
Yep. I went on Friday. As soon as I finished my finals, I was like, screw that, Hobbit time.
So I know. Geek Force 5 truly is dead.
Yeah, no more of that.
So yeah, no, I'm bummed because in addition to wanting to see The Hobbit, I had an interest in seeing the 10 minutes of the Star Trek preview that was going before in IMAX. And I think that was just the first weekend, but I'm not 100% sure.
I did not go to that version, so I didn't see that either. But yeah. I actually saw it in 2D. I know.
In 2D.
Like, there's 48 frames per second. There's 3D. I saw it in 2D.
You know what?
I'm
cool with the 2D. If I have to see it in 3D, because that's the only time we're able to go, then I will see it in 3D, but I'd rather just see it in 2D.
Well, everybody I know who saw it in 2D said it was very much like, 3D rather, said it was very much like Avatar, where like the 3D was to add depth to scenes,
right?
Not so much like, hey, a crazy thing is shooting out of the screen at you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to see it in 3D, because... You know, we'll be able to do that at home.
Is there any place nearby that has the 48 frames a second version?
Boston.
Okay, Boston. Yeah. I don't know that I, like, I'm curious because I've heard so much about good and bad about the 48 frames a second version, but I mostly just want to go and enjoy the movie. So it's kind of like I don't want to deal with the spectacle part of it. So I know the story, but without any real spoilers, I mean, what would you say? What did you think of it?
I really liked it. You know, it's definitely a different movie. That said, the world feels the same. The world is very fleshed out, very detailed. All that stuff that you would expect in this movie is there. The performances are really good. You know, it is a little bit challenging to keep track of, you know, that many dwarves, but...
Yeah,
they do a good job of bringing out certain dwarves at certain times. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the reviews I've read of the movie, and, you know, this kind of feeds into my opinion. A lot of the reviews I've read have said, you know, oh, it's so, you know, lacking in real gravity and it's all action. And I think the problem a lot of people are going to have when they see this, and I liked it, I really liked it, is that it's not The Lord of the Rings, and therefore the world is not ending and everything is in amazing peril.
Right.
It will get, you know, a little more perilous over the course of the movie and certainly over the course of the series. Yeah. But I don't know. Actually, I really liked it, and I think I will like it more after I see it a second time, which is always a good thing. No, I, you know, I'm really happy with it. So I think, yeah, everybody should go see it. That's my opinion.
See, I think I love episodic stuff. So I think these things play right into, and into what I like. And also I'm expecting a different, I'm expecting exactly what you're describing, the same detailed world, but a different tone. I mean, The Hobbit is not, as you say, it's not about the end of the world.
Right.
It's about, you know, a particular quest, and introducing these characters. So
I thought they did a great, you know, I thought that this was exactly the sort of movie that Phantom Menace should have been. You know, this is what we wanted, because, you know, the ring does make an appearance in The Hobbit, and we see that in this movie.
Right.
But it's just a thing. It's just a thing that's found, and it's important to Gollum.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know, but there's little things like that, you know, people saying, I'm going to go off and look into this thing, or I'm going to go find out about that thing. And of course they're like, ooh, we know where that goes, but they're not the focus of the moment, you know, which I think is a nice tonal thing. So. Yeah.
Like I saw a scene that they played online, of the White Council.
Yeah.
Is not the full scene. I imagine it's not quite the full scene, although it may be close to the full scene. Mm-hmm. But I liked the way that played, because it was this nod to what was going to happen, but it was all in the context of what was happening in this, as far as I could tell, in this movie. You know, it begins with, you know, we were attacked by orcs on the open road, I think, you know, and then talking about everything, everything else, and sort of alluding to things. It was, I'm looking forward to it. Stephanie and I, we were going to go last weekend, and we just didn't find a sitter in time. So, which is basically, we didn't call my mom in time. Uh-huh. Who am I kidding? She's the only person that we asked to see.
You know.
But, you know,
yeah, Steph, you guys should totally go.
Steph is as into it or more into Lord of the Rings than I am. So
nice.
It's one of those things where I could not possibly go without her. I would be in trouble. Well, I mean, I could eventually go. I couldn't go the first time without her.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it was great. Really, just a great movie. And, yep, very excited. Very excited indeed. So, sorry. Kind of, it's funny. It's one of those things that, like, I have a million things to say, but I'm trying to think of things to say that are not spoilers.
Well, that's the crazy, it's not, I mean, what is a spoiler in this context, isn't it? I mean, that's an interesting point.
Well,
it's,
there are some real changes from the book and from the appendices. Like the White Council scene that you saw is drawn in from the appendices.
Right.
So of the Lord of the Rings. So it's, you know, there's a lot of things that happen that are certainly not the way they happen in the book. Gotcha. So it's hard to, we'll spoil it next month on the go.
Gotcha. Okay. Does it fall in line with movie continuity, I guess would be the, okay, good. So, and that's all that really, I mean,
definitely.
It's not all that matters to some people, but it's all that really matters. As long as it falls into continuity with itself, then it is okay.
But, actually, one thing you can do when you watch it during that, because you've already seen part of the White Council scene.
Yeah.
Nora swears that when you watch that scene, you can tell that Saruman is already evil, that he's already becoming evil.
Yeah.
I think when you watch that scene, you just see that Saruman is really arrogant and somewhat complacent. So let me know what you think.
Okay. I will watch that.
Yeah. So there was a point of some contention, but in any case, so The Hobbit happened. And,
it's one of several movies that we want to see, that Stephanie and I want to see over this holiday period. And that's going to be the challenge, is because we don't like to impose on my mom too much. But we both want to see that. It's the number one of the three movies we want to see. We both want to see Lincoln.
It was really good. Really good.
And I'm afraid that one might be the one that we end up sacrificing, because by the time we get to it, it may or may not be. I imagine that'll still be out for a little while.
Probably at least through this month. It was really good. It was really good.
And then we want to see Apatow's This Is 40, which we identify with a little too much, considering we're not at that milestone yet. But
Yeah.
We have a lot of laughs every time we watch the.
Speaking of Apatow, actually, I finally started watching Freaks and Geeks on Netflix. I'd never seen it before. So far, I'm digging it. It's quite good.
That's one of those ones. This might be the break that I finally do that because I've been wanting to see it. I don't know if it was on Netflix and then went away.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I had it in my Netflix DVD queue ages ago and just never got to it. But I've been wanting to watch that one. I'm glad that you like it because that tells me I should definitely.
It's definitely like I can see why it didn't do so well on TV. Like it's kind of uneven at times, but it is very entertaining. So So you should definitely check it out. So all right. The other thing are Django Unchained, which you know I think should really be a goat field trip, but if not,
forgetting about
we're
that.
Going go, damn it.
that is the fourth one. I don't know that Stephanie knows that much about it, so that may be fine as a goat field trip.
Yeah, so that's out on Christmas, and Les Mis is out on Christmas, which I will probably go see at some point, although, I don't know, I'm cursed, to be honest, because every time I've tried to see Les Mis, the musical, something has happened. There were three different girls in high school, not people I was dating, just people I knew, I should clarify, who said, oh, we're all going to Les Mis in a couple of months. Would you like it, us to get you a ticket? Or we have an extra ticket. Would you like it? And, oh, yeah, totally. I'll go. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
And something came up every single time. Like the ticket got, in one case, the ticket literally got eaten by a dog. I got to see half of it that wasn't eaten by the dog.
Right.
In one case, somebody died. Just like really extreme things. So I've never seen it. Oh, well. But yes, so I will see that. And actually, speaking of those two things, on funnyordie.com today, there was a Sam Jackson, Anne Hathaway sad off where they were deciding which of their movies was sadder at Christmas time. It was pretty excellent. So I encourage you to check that out.
I keep seeing that. And that's one of those things that wherever I've seen it, I haven't been in a position to either Insta paper it or whatever so that I could watch it later, and I'm like, I hope somebody reminds me about that again. So maybe after we're done,
right there in the goat. I guess the other hard thing about this goat is that I'm trying really hard not to talk about the news because the news is really sad and upsetting.
It is sad.
I keep reading it. That was of course the other thing that happened last week, and I don't know what to say about that. It feels weird not mentioning it, but the fact that it feels weird not mentioning it actually feels a little bit more weird, if that makes any sense. Usually when there's really bad news, it feels okay not to mention it. But in this case, I don't know.
Right. I think because, it's just so, I mean, there was a shooting, right? At a school in Connecticut, and I was home. And I forget what I was doing at that moment, but it was one of those days I was going to pick my daughter, Kaylee, up from the bus stop. And it blew my mind.
I couldn't imagine.
And
everybody who was a parent on Facebook was just like, oh my God, I need to get my kids right now.
It was unreal. And still kind of is. And there's all sorts of layers to it. I mean, there's the sort of how it got politicized right away, which was inevitable, given that we're right out of an election season where tensions are high already. There's the, I think, admirable attempt to focus on the teachers and on the kids instead of the
Although that said,
instead of the killer, but then, of course, there's all sorts of weird things happening in relation to the guy who did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's if I ever see a reporter interviewing a small child at the scene of a tragedy again, I'm probably going to kill them myself.
Stayed away from. I did visit a couple of the news websites, but I didn't watch any video because I immediately started seeing people tweeting and putting Facebook posts about how awful that seemed.
The only video I really watched, like I caught a little bit of the thing that pissed me off, but I saw the president speak and that was pretty much it. I just kind of didn't want to do anything after that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I read the news every day. It's what I do. Like, I think it's important to know what's going on in the world, but I got to tell you, like, all weekend, it was just news blackout time. I just was not in the mood. Yeah. And, you know, the more you read about this guy, I just...
Yeah. So it's really weird. It's in the back of my mind all the time. We're, Stephanie and I are not, it's not a disagreement. It's a conversation we're having about what, if anything, we say to Kaylee, because I'm sort of squarely in the position of not saying anything.
I think unless it comes up somehow for in her life, you should just leave it. Kids don't need that. You know what I mean? Like, that's my opinion. Like, you don't want to lie to kids and tell them the world is perfect and then have them get really disappointed one day. But you can tell them the world's not perfect without saying, you know, and one time in Connecticut, a guy shot 20 children.
Well, yeah. And I think she has no interest in actually getting to the specifics of what happened. But given where it happened, she has an interest in educating Kaylee about what she should do in a bad situation should it arise. So it's almost like she wants to talk to her about it without really talking to her. And I'm still uneasy.
Well, I think maybe the thing to do that is like a compromise for both of you, in my opinion, would be just to find out what the school already does in terms of emergency preparedness for students. And if it seems like they already have drills and stuff, maybe that's enough to, you know... But yeah, so this is the goat that brings you all down before Friday.
Before we talk about websites and
yeah, let's other do that.
Stuff. I mean, I think it's important that we talked about it, because it would feel weird to you know, given the frequency of how often we talk, like, to leave something like that out. It would just feel odd.
I made a new website.
Yes.
Let's do that. So today I posted 30 new bands online, which is a bit insane given my usual rate of blogging.
Right.
But the thing that's been keeping me from blogging on Listen for so long is that I get too much stuff. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of posts a month, and it's impossible to keep up with. So what I did for the past month is I culled through all that stuff. I took out the stuff that was a definite no.
Right.
You know, like, wow, that is full of Nazi imagery. I'll just get rid of that. A few of those. There was one post.
That was NSYNC-esque.
Yeah. The guy's like, this kid's doing some amazing NSYNC-esque. And I just stopped reading. It's like, yeah. That could have gone on to say, ha ha, actually, here's some lost Springsteen bootlegs from the 70s. But... I'll never know. Bye, little guy. So, so I did all that. And what I did is I created The Flood, which is a, both of my website's titles are Peter Gabriel references for people that haven't noticed. They just are. And I made it Here Comes the Flood for consistency. That one's a little less opaque than the other one, which is, from the track Secret World. Anyway. So it's nice. It's a grid-based thing. It's just, you know, each page is 15 pictures, which represent a post each. People can go on there. There's very little in each post. There's, you know, a band photo. There's a press blurb. And there's whatever it is, you know, if it's a video, a track, whatever. And people can vote. And if you like it, you know, what I'm going to do every Saturday is I'm going to take, you know, the top however many, and I'm going to use those for the next week's posts, and plus whatever else I've come up with over there. But yeah, so I figured that was a nice way. People get to see my sources. They get to see the stuff that I'm on the fence about, and maybe they can push me over the fence one way or the other. So I don't know. I think it's a nice idea. It's a nice, quick, easy to use site. So I'll post the URL with the goat entry. And people can check it out. So you saw it, and you know, you said it was pretty terrible, but
yeah, it sucked. But no, I,
you know,
honestly,
I mean,
the thing I like best about it is that I think music discovery is a huge, discovery in all the arts, given how much easier it is to put stuff out, which is awesome for artists.
Right.
discovery and filtering is really important, because, you know, it's so hard to know with all this music out there, with Bandcamp, which is awesome.
Right.
But where do I start? You know, like, I don't know.
And I mean, my site doesn't necessarily give you a starting place, but it does kind of curate, because each week has a set. So it's
right. Yeah. No, but it narrows down to, you know, what, like you said, either 15 or however many, where I can just go and go, okay, these are 15 options that John's presenting me. Let's check them out. As opposed to, you know, just randomly stumbling across stuff from other people's feeds, which is great, but, you know, I like that it's sort of all there. And I really love the grid. That type of layout, I feel like, has a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah.
And of course,
I think it's very attractive. It's very tidy, but it's also very diverse and colorful, which is nice.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm glad that you found a system to sort of help you get back into the regularness of the blogging. And I feel like it's something I want to be instructive for me too, because I am at a loss. I was on a roll. I usually would get on these like 2 to 3 week rolls with posts on my site, and then nothing. And now I'm at least a month away from the last post I did, and I'm just not sure where I'm going blogging wise.
It's tough. Yeah.
Especially since I'm not doing this sort of pop culture thing. I'm doing more of a weekly reflective piece, and that's good, but
Well, the thing I like about the system, like the genius of it for me, is that I automatically have something to blog about. You know what I mean? Like, some weeks I want to blog, and then I start looking around for stuff that, you know, find interesting, and for whatever reason, but at least in this system, there are going to be top-rated things, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people will actually click on the ratings, because if they don't, I'm going to have to just arbitrarily pick stuff, but that's okay too. You know, people don't have to. But yeah, like there's feeder content, you know, in that site. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But yeah, yay for new projects, finally blogging before the apocalypse. But,
yeah, you get a couple of them in there, and then the world will end.
That's right.
You know, at least you'll have ended the world as a blogger.
That's right. People, go out and vote, because those things you vote for might be the top posts for eternity now.
Yep.
So
I can't, the end of the world stuff. I'll be glad when it's over.
How many times in our life has the world ended? Like, that's what I want to know, you know, like.
I'll always remember the rapture signs from 92, I think.
I saw an intact one the other day. For people from the area, if you're ever driving in Concord, like getting off of Route 2, right by that mobile station, there's an intact the rapture sign.
There was one. I don't know if there still is. There was one or two in Chelmsford Center for a very long time. One right in the center, and then one over by where the old Purity Supreme and then Stop and Shop was. But that one might very well be gone.
Yeah, because they knocked it down.
Yeah, when they knocked down the area to build the new CVS, they must have taken that one down.
Yeah. But oh well, you know. So I mean, there was that. There was the whole Heaven's Gate thing. There were there was that dude with the weird white bowl cut who killed all those people. Was that the same?
Yeah. Maybe.
There's that guy a couple years ago who was like, yeah, the world's going to end this day. Oops, I got it wrong. No, it's just a couple months from now.
Yeah, that guy. It's just, you know, anyway, I really don't know what to say to those folks.
I just, you know, there are going to be some really bummed out people on Saturday. There are going to be people who like took out huge loans and then like,
Kirk Cameron will be among them. Yeah.
Oh, Kirk Cameron. You know, it's kind of surprising that a guy who played a character on TV, his best friend's name was Boner, would end up being like a poster child for the Christian right. But
yeah, and would produce those Left Behind movies.
Yeah, I haven't read those books. Somebody I know was reading one of them.
Oh, really?
Which kind of worried me. I hope they were reading it ironically.
I hope so.
I saw it on their Goodreads, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. So that happened.
Yeah. There are, well, and I hope so. And that's what I'm finding, you know, not to go back to the religious right-wing whatever stuff we were talking about earlier, but there are some people that are coming out of the woodwork as way more religious in my circle of friends and family, and way more closer to that edge than I ever expected them to be.
Which I should say, like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, if you believe in something, you really believe in it, that's cool. It's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with people who, like, force it on you or who act against reason in all circumstances. But, you know, look, if you believe in stuff, that's cool. You know, whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's,
But it is difficult, like, if you're at, say, Thanksgiving dinner and someone wants to go on about it. But.
Yeah, I think it was I don't know if it was on the goat the last time or just in conversations I had. I was saying to someone before Thanksgiving, I'm glad I'm not going home to my family right after the election because there are some people I didn't want to have that conversation with. And then I end up at my in-laws and I end up having to have that conversation with my sister-in-law's husband. And it was, oh my word. Yeah. Just wasn't expecting to have that whole conversation.
It's really tough too, because like the only decent thing you can do is be like, well, I guess we have a difference of opinion, but what you want to do is be like, oh, I love it, dude, free abortion for everybody, birth control on demand,
yeah,
it's awesome. I heard they just let everybody in Mexico join us as Americans for free. That's right. Awesome. Did you hear that we're gonna like ban Christmas? Woo. Win for everyone.
And I know I'm going to have to deal with some of it at Christmas time. I just hope I don't have to deal with that much. And I hope that my brother's tendency to completely blow those kind of conversations up with his complete impatience for bullshit.
It's really hard.
I'm always glad when he's around because if somebody – he has courage that I don't have in terms of just like, no, this conversation is over and either derailing it or –
Well, it's just, it's really frustrating because, like, when the Republicans win, they're insufferable. Mm. And when they lose, they're twice as bad because they never shut up. Like, at least when Democrats lose an election, we have the decency to go home, put on some Belle and Sebastian records, and crawl under the covers. Like, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Jesus.
That's where I got all my Belle and Sebastian.
That's right. This is a long 8 years. Got through the B-sides. Started looking for side projects.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, I don't know, man. But so, yeah, Christmas is next week.
I know. And, you know, if we survive the end of the world. Yeah, it's not a terrible time. You know, for the first time, first time in a few years, even though we're not that much better off financially, I'm actually thinking about splurging on some gifts for Stephanie and I.
Yeah.
Usually most years
you just buy them for yourself, but this year
Most years we don't buy anything. Okay. And most years because my kids get so much from my parents, we don't buy that much for them either, but there's a couple of things at the salt mines. Some very fine salts that I get a decent discount
on. Like bath salts?
Yeah, yeah.
But not that, like in that other way.
No.
The lamest slang ever. Who's the kid who was like, hey man, I made drugs. Really? Yeah. They have a new name. Oh, awesome. What is it? Bath salts? How did that kid not get beaten up? Like, how did that actually happen? You know, like, what's next? Chanel number 5? But, So, all right. So you can't talk about the salt mine because you got that non-disclosure thing. But
yeah.
Are there any other presents? Like, you could tell us one and we could prove that she doesn't listen.
there's not a ton of things. There's just one or two things that I'm like, yeah, it would be fun to actually get that because I get decent discounts on these things.
Right.
But you know, when it comes right down to it, I'm also a cheapskate, as we identified early on. It took me years to get Civilization, even though I was thinking about it for literally years.
It reached a point where I was actually just about to buy it for you, actually. So if you just held out for another 5 days.
But it's all right. I think for the grand total of like $25, I ended up with Civ 5, Civ 5 Gods and Kings, and every expansion that was out there. Like, I just could not believe, because I was about to buy it before the day before Thanksgiving, and it was one price. And then the day after Thanksgiving or the day after that, it was even more off. So,
speaking of which, actually, you should check out Good Old Games, GOG.com.
Yeah.
They have a Mac side of things, and they're having a huge Christmas sale. I buy a lot of like old games from them. Like, I almost bought you SimCity the other day, like SimCity 2000. Cause I was like, oh, Chris would be so happy.
I have,
it was like $2.
I have SimCity something on my, my iOS devices. But that's exactly why I thought I would love Civ, is that I used to play tons of SimCity. I used to play this game 1602 on the PC. I was made to play a game like Civ.
They're great games. So, yeah, we should totally have a GOAT meetup. And if people are interested in that, they should tell us.
Yes, and we should take pictures.
Yeah.
But not post them to Instagram.
No more Instagram, right? Yeah, God.
We're not supposed to.
Has anything in the world ever been so hated, like, since Facebook's beacon thing that they tried to do?
I think there are legit reasons to hate Instagram, and some of my photo snob friends have pointed them out. Maybe they've improved this,
right.
But, you know, it used to be that they stripped all your metadata, and they force you into Square as the one format, which is like, I mean, I get that that's their thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you can hate them for that. Don't hate them. I mean, and hate them for the fact that they changed your terms of service, but, but I don't know. Some of the, we should probably explain what the hell we're talking about for the two people who don't know, but,
this is the point where Nora turns out. Like, she listens to our podcast all the time, but she hates it. Like, she does. She absolutely just can't stand us talking about tech, so she just leaves. But, bless her, she tries. Okay, so basically Instagram, which is, a site where you take a picture, you upload it, blah, 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 filters happen, it becomes Square, and people go, oh my god, wow, you're so original. They got bought by Facebook, and... you know, that's usually a bad sign for you.
Right.
But they got bought by Facebook. And recently they published terms of service that said, among other things, well, it didn't even explicitly say it, but what it implied strongly was that they would begin to use the photos that people have uploaded to advertise things and to allow third parties to use the photos to advertise things. And there was some fuss about this on Facebook last year and this year, where people were... hey, those are me and my kids. Why are we on a billboard?
Right.
Okay, so, this happened and the internet went insane. Because how dare Instagram or Facebook or whoever you want to blame at this particular moment take the stuff that we made with their free service that somebody had to pay real money to develop and somebody continues to pay real money to support. How dare they take our free stuff and use it for capital? And I mean, I'm of two minds. Like, on the first hand, like, we all signed up for a terms of service agreement. It didn't have that in it. And yes, they have the right to change it, but it's a pretty lame change because now your choice is either close your account if you don't like it or, oh, well.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's a free service, dude. And, you get what you pay for in both like content and quality of service, and they have every right to make money off their product. It's just, I don't have to like it. A lot of people I know seem to like Hipstamatic. Apparently it has more photo like options and things.
But what's crazy is Hipstamatic is just an app. It's not actually it's not a service in the same way that Instagram is. Once you take the photo with Hipstamatic, you still need a place to put it, whether that's on Facebook, on Instagram, on Flickr.
The really weird thing about that to me, like with Instagram, is that like now that they're integrated with Facebook, aren't they kind of redundant? And when everybody had them in Twitter feeds, which of course you can't do now, and oh god, the internet hates that.
Right.
Why did you need Instagram? You could have taken the photo and stuck it in your Twitter feed.
And now you can, because Twitter's added their own filters. It seems like
pretty weird.
It seems like filters are the big thing, because Flickr just came out with an app, and now Flickr's app has
it looks pretty good too. Yeah. I'm going to say Yahoo is really trying to turn itself around.
Yeah, I am. Well, there are a number of places where I'm regretting the fact that I went on my social media purge earlier this summer. And one now is Yahoo. I legitimately thought earlier this year that Yahoo was pretty much had turned the corner and was going down the tubes. But I think is it Marissa Meyer?
Yeah.
Seems to be really pushing to turn it around. And they could not have put this Flickr app out at a better time. The existing Flickr app was terrible.
Yeah.
This one coming out at precisely the moment that Instagram was having trouble was a really good move.
Accidental. You should try it again sometime. You know, we can upload some pictures of like your feet, maybe bookshelf, you know.
Because I actually was a Flickr Pro user. And speaking of paying for things, that's the thing about Flickr is that their terms of service are pretty clear. You can store X number of photos for free. And if you want more, you pay $24.95 a year and, you know, boom.
I mean, Picasa is the same way with Google, and, you know, I'm totally fine with it, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, if – I don't know. I gravitate more towards those services, especially if those services seem like they're going to stick around. And that was the reason I left Flickr, is it's like I felt really uncertain about Yahoo and that being the place that all my photos went. But I don't know. I feel a little bit better about it now. Mm. So I may get myself a Flickr account again and
nice.
And start doing those things, because hey, I broke down and got a Google account again after saying I wouldn't, and you know,
it's just too damn convenient. Like you know, it's like Dropbox, right? Dropbox is not the best service for sharing files quickly. It's, you know, not as secure as some of the other ones, and you know, there's some other options that I would prefer to have. But everybody has Dropbox now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's easier for me to work around its limitations than it is to try to replace it outright. You know?
Well, I ended up getting, I feel the same way about Dropbox. I ended up getting the Google account back after having a conversation with a friend of mine. You know, we're talking marketing and plans for my publishing and website and stuff. And we're just talking about, you know, not having Google, especially just in terms of search ranking, not having a Google account at all can hurt you. You know, the fact that you're not out there, and that's fine. But I not having Google Analytics to share with someone, like I have an analytics panel in Squarespace, but they make it very easy to just plug a Google Analytics code in there. And then finally I can share my analytics with people and say, hey, what advice would you give me on what you're seeing here?
Right.
As opposed to Squarespace having to set up a second user or whatnot to give them access to my stats that way. You know, there are other reasons. I'm not really using the Google account for anything other than that. But now that I have a Google account again, I can get back to using YouTube the way that I used YouTube. And I suddenly realized, like, yes, I had a problem with being committed to I have a internet problem to begin with. I spend too much time and I'll go down rabbit holes. But as long as I control that, it was actually way more useful to have a Google account for things like saving YouTube favorites and having Google Analytics than the downside of occasionally spending too much time on a third social network like Google Plus.
Yeah, fair enough. So this has been a really exciting episode of The Goat, but you've got a kid to pick up at the bus stop soon. Anything coming up that you want people to know about apart from the end of the world?
Nothing I'm really prepared to talk about. I'm hoping to continue the writing over the course of this this break. There's something. I did just complete Common Thought magazine for this year, which is the Lesley University student published lit mag, and we actually are digital now as well as hard copy. And there, I had a story that the students chose to place in there, so we did that.
Nice.
And I'm thinking a lot about publishing and whatnot, but still working on stuff. So now that you've got a It's usually like I had a lot of projects this year.
Yeah.
And now I don't have so many at the end. And now you've got this awesome project. And now I'm like, man, I gotta step it up. I'm inspired.
Well, cool. I'm glad to help out, because right now, mostly my site is being visited by the Googlebot. So, yeah, I'll have to do something about that. Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, people in Goatland, on December 30th, we're going to see Dorks in Dungeons up at the
Playhouse. Yeah, we are.
Portsmouth. So, you know, come on up.
Yeah, it's I cannot wait. You're in for, I've been once, I forget when, back when it was a time when you couldn't make it or something. I can't wait. It was awesome that time, and
it's going to be about as awesome as a natural 20. You just watch.
And I think I just heard that John Herman is going to be one of their NPC improv people.
Nice.
At that show. So even better.
Nice. All right. So there we are. Go see my new website, please. And go read Chris's website.
Yeah. Not much happening on mine, but yeah. Go vote some things on John's. There are honestly a lot of cool videos and songs and stuff I need to go check out.
I'm pretty happy about it. So, all right. Thanks, Chris. See you next time. Provided the world doesn't end, probably in 2013, we'll reconvene for the GOAT.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.